Hi, welcome to the enhanced media portion of the April issue of Cars Magazine. I'm managing editor Adam Malik. I'll be bringing you more of my discussion with Liz Perkins. She's the owner of L1 Auto Group in Oklahoma. Along with her husband Keith, they provide technician training along with programming services, repair, and ADAS solutions for consumers. I met Liz at the Midwest Auto Care Alliance's High Tech Vision and Training Expo in Kansas City. Her passion for ADAS was evident. I followed up with her after the show to talk about why and how to offer some tips to those looking to get into the ADAS game. You'll find many of her thoughts in the April issue of Cars, but here are some more that we couldn't fit in.
Why are you so passionate about making sure ADAS is done and done correctly?
My family and friends are driving on the same roads as these vehicles. At the end of the day, these systems can be life-saving. You know, I've lost family members to vehicle safety issues, and had they been done properly and correctly, those people would still be here today. And I don't know that would necessarily fuel my passion, but I just enjoy ADAS so much, and the fact that it's a new system. It's designed as a safety system and a help for people that are driving. I'm a mom. I have two kids. It's easy to get distracted, even if it's not with a cell phone. Specifically, I was in a car lot, like a parking lot, and I was getting ready to leave with my vehicle, and I was behind somebody. And we're waiting for the traffic to clear so we can turn right onto the road. And the person sped up like they were going to go, and I was looking to verify the traffic was still clear, and the person decided to go ahead and stop in front of me. Well, my vehicle alerted me and applied the brakes. And that's an emergency braking system. Mm-hmm. And that I test and calibrate all day long. Matter of fact, I'm doing one as we speak. I'm doing a radar right now. And so those systems are just so valuable to us. I love the fact that the technology is moving forward and helping us drive safer.
Talk about how easy it is for a sensor to kind of get knocked out of place. You know, if you're doing even a simple repair requires a calibration, doesn't it?
So alignments, that's a common one. You're changing the thrust angle of the vehicle now. You know, when you do an alignment on a vehicle, most manufacturers say, hey, you know, if you don't even perform an alignment, now you've changed the thrust angle. We need to know. We use that. I mean, it's a calculation at the end of the day, right? Mm-hmm. We're taking all these inputs and it's spitting out an output. And it's happening super duper fast. With all of that information, simple alignment or, a collision repair, let's say a blind spot. Those are all in the rear of the vehicle in the bumper area. Well, if you had to repair a quarter, you've now changed the geometry of that quarter. It is not back to its original state. You have to calibrate that back in. Let's say you remove an item off the vehicle and it's on a bracket. Well, that bracket can't be in the exact same hole with the exact same turns and that screw and all of those things. It has to be recalibrated. Just getting a crack in your windshield is completely different than, you know, say 10 years ago or maybe 15 years ago where, you know, you get a crack in your windshield, they just come out and replace your windshield while you're at work and then off you go. Well, that's no longer. You now have to have it calibrated as well.
Doing ADAS calibrations is not an easy undertaking. It requires tens of thousands of dollars of investment. Perkins ran down that list for me.
So you have to have level ground. You have to have good lighting we're doing lane cameras. You have to have no metal in a certain given area if you're doing a radar. So the conditions of the environment are very important.
You've kind of talked on the safety. There's also a liability part in there, isn't there, for shops to make sure that they're sending cars back out on the road with proper calibrated systems?
That liability is there if you have not done it safely and properly, which we see so often. If there's not a light code or message on the dash, they will send it. They don't look up service information. They're not looking at that information to verify that the vehicle is completely calibrated or put back whole, which is what insurance companies and, you know, their motto is, right? We're putting your vehicle back whole again. So it is our mission to go out in the industry and say, hey, you know, we've even talked about, hey, maybe we should offer like a free class to identify if you've touched this piece, and you've removed this, or this, or replaced this, right? Mm-hmm. We want you to go through and look up the service information and find out, is this required on this vehicle? Is this something? And then that reduces your liability that if you let it leave and it wasn't a collision and it hurt somebody, then your liability is reduced. Because then you can, you know, prove I did the correct information. I did everything to back to factory. for lack of a better term, that's the Bible, you know, mm-hmm. on each vehicle in their systems. So, yeah, liability is a big indicator, and that's how I get a lot of shops on board.
That was Liz Perkins, owner of L1 Auto Group, talking about ADAS. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next time.